Day number two of the 2018 Iowa High School Track and Field Championships continues to wind down. I'm Nick Brinks with this state track update, and it's brought to you by PepsiCo of Carroll, Tegas Overhead Doors, Janning Creative Countertops and Tile, and Kemper High School. Finally, have some results from the girls' 2A high jump. These are unofficial, but Bailey Wallison of ESAC and Caitlin Schuneman of ESAC both cleared the first height of 4.9 on their first try. They both got past 4.11, the second height. And then for Bailey Wallison, she went out at 5.1, so 4.11 was the last height she reached successfully. And for Schuneman, she got past 5.1 on her third attempt and then went out at 5.3. So we're still waiting to see where they placed, but Wallison and Schuneman each got to got past 2 and 3 heights respectively. That's the girls' 2A high jump that wrapped up a little bit ago. From earlier, South Central Calhoun, they were in the boys' 2A distance medley. They ran a time of 3:36.28. They finished third in their section, which was good for third overall. A podium finish for Nick Englund, Tanner Mackey, Chase McAllister, and Spencer Moon. We are winding down our day. We have 3 events left as part of our coverage here at State Track from the Carroll area schools. And we begin at, in the next few minutes, actually, 3A 4x100 for girls. It's the prelims. Carroll, they're going to be in Heat 3, Lane 8. Jordan Wardell, Emma Tuning, Brenna Simmons, and Emma Perkins. Again, that's the girls' 3A 4x100 prelims. And the final for that event is Saturday at 3:27 if they are able to advance. After that, closer to 6:40 or so, we'll have the boys' 2A 4x100 prelims. That's South Central Calhoun. We'll see Josh Henkenius, Jared Burks, Josh Van Holzen, and Tanner Mackey in action there. And then our final event is one of the last events on the schedule for today. The boys' 2A 4x400 prelims coming up closer to 7:45 or so. South Central Calhoun will be on track with Jared Burks, Josh Henkenius, Nick Englund, and Tanner Mackey. 3 events to go. Otherwise, you should be up to date on who has finished where, or at least what they did out on the track. We might not have where they've placed for every event yet, but as the night continues to move on, we'll bring you those as we get those. You're listening to State Track coverage on 93.7 KKRL, Kick 106.7, and 1380 KCIM.